Tonight, I'd like to talk about Jesus' talk with Nicodemus, seen in John chapter 3, the beginning of John 3. This past Sunday, during break between services, I was looking out that window, and I saw the wind, and being reminded of the wind reminded me of Jesus' talk with Nicodemus. So I'd like to go a little bit further into detail with that and give my two cents on it, what I think about it. Let's go ahead and start reading there. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Now, what I thought was interesting about this is that first, Nicodemus being a Pharisee, he came on his own accord. So I think it was his faith that led him to Jesus, and also that he did it in secret. He came alone by night. Maybe he didn't want it else to be seen by the other Pharisees, or maybe he was thinking he might lead the other Pharisees to him. I believe that he was genuine in his faith and wanted to know more, inquire of Jesus about what he was teaching and what he was about. Another thing that I noticed was that when he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God," he says the word "we." I believe he's referring to the other Pharisees, but the other Pharisees, they didn't accept Christ. They didn't accept him as the Messiah. They didn't believe in him. So why he says "we" there, I'm not entirely sure. Let's read further. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Clearly, Nicodemus is thinking in material and physical terms, so he's a little bit puzzled there by Jesus' response. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." So, Jesus here again, he uses material terms to help illustrate what he's talking about, a spiritual nature, to Nicodemus. Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things?" So right there is Jesus doing a admonishment, a gentle rebuke. Him, Nicodemus, being a leader of the Jewish people and one who is versed in Scripture, he should know these things. And yet Jesus posed it to him. He's like, "You're not as well knowledgeable of the things that you claim to be." Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" So right there, he's making a point that if he doesn't believe what Jesus is saying in terms that he currently understands, what everybody understands, earthly things, things that of a material nature which we are accustomed to, then how will we understand when he teaches things of the spiritual realm? Further, it says, he told him, "No one has ascended heaven, but who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth and comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." So a lot of good points here that Jesus made. Covers a lot of things. When I read this conversation, or more sort of one-sided conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus, Nicodemus, being a Pharisee and a Jew and knowledgeable of Scripture to some extent, he was a believer of God, but sort of skeptical about Jesus. I think this dialogue between Jesus and Nicodemus is a good example for us for how we should approach spreading the truth about Jesus, not just to believers, but also unbelievers alike. As we've seen many times in Scripture, that Jesus uses material things as a language that people already understand to get them thinking about things of a spiritual nature. I think we can use this as a good example when we try to bring the news of Jesus and the truth about him to those who we're trying to accept as truth. We want to be the most effective fishers of men, and if anybody here fishes, you know that not all fish respond to the same bait. So whereas one bait might be attractive to one type of fish, it might not necessarily be effective to another type of fish. Of course, I'm talking about people here. So when we want to be the most effective fishers of men as we can be, so it's up to us to use our good judgment, and as the Bible says, be as wise as serpents, but as innocent as doves when it comes to us, when we see an opportunity to spread the gospel to those who we believe would be accepting of it, as long as we choose the right words to say. I believe we can find the right words using the wisdom that God gives us and our own abilities. So I want y'all to think about his example and how he used material matters to get his message across about him, and that no one comes into the kingdom of heaven without accepting Christ as God's only begotten Son and our Savior.